going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Tried to warn you guys.
What happened?
Came up with a great solution to keep this from happening. But a week after folks called my idea stupid, we have another story of a parent allegedly going buck wild on a school campus.
Damn.
And this one, although very similar to the ones we've seen in the past, a little different.
What happened?
Well, Tommy, as embarrassing as getting arrested for freaking out at any school would be, one tiny detail here leaves no room for any possible excuse. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, you know where we haven't been in a while?
Where's that?
Lions.
Oh, yeah.
A town that you or I are not allowed back in ever again.
What? Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, yes, the jokes, the comedy. Yeah,
yes.
So Lions is where we find a 45-year-old woman in some trouble.
Whatever.
Authorities say the woman was found inside one of the school buildings at the Lions Central School District. And right off the bat, that's a big problem.
Sure.
You see, authorities say she had already been banned from all Lions School District property.
All of it, huh?
All of it. Now, I don't know what that's about. We don't have the details for that. But that ban that she broke, actually the least of her worries at the moment.
So what happened?
According to the story, when she was caught inside the school building she was not supposed to be in, things allegedly got out of control.
She wasn't going to go peacefully?
Peacefully, no.
All right.
While being taken into custody, authorities say she not only resisted arrest, she bit a Wayne County Sheriff's deputy.
God damn.
A 45-year-old woman, already trespassing at a school, bit a cop.
That's about as primal as it gets, right?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, the bite also caused injury, according to the story.
Think of how nasty a human bite would be.
Yeah, I know you have a bite thing. Like, that's a big bugaboo for you.
Everybody should have a bite thing.
Well, no, but for some reason, like, we'll talk about stabbing or shooting. You're like, yeah, that's terrible. If I say bite, you freak out.
Well, they'll tell you,
it's grossed out.
The human mouth is one of the nastiest things in nature.
Didn't we find out that wasn't true? That's just been like an old wives' tale?
No, I think it's pretty true.
There's more bacteria.
Sounds about right.
There's more bacteria in your mouth than in the rim of your butt.
That's not true.
Yes.
No, because if that was the case, you would get E. coli from making out with people.
Okay. The dirtiest part of your body is actually your belly button.
The dirtiest?
Yeah. It holds the most bacteria.
I got a deep belly button, too.
I do, too.
Yeah, so it's not good.
Mouth's up there, though.
Yeah, mouth's up there. Yeah.
You make out with my belly button.
Between your toes, also gross.
Yeah, okay. Look, we're going down the wrong road here. When this woman, 45-year-old woman, who allegedly bit a Wayne County Sheriff's deputy while trespassing at Lion Central School, where she was already banned from, she was eventually arrested, charged with criminal trespass, resisting arrest, and assault. They got her for assault.
Well, with the bite.
Yes. She's got a court date coming up. So, a couple of things here.
Yeah.
First off, we have another mom in our area arrested for making a scene at a school. Last week, it was a mom who pushed an employee in Penfield when she went looking for the superintendent after hearing an online rumor that the superintendent was resigning. Mm. There were those two women a couple of months ago who were arrested after refusing to leave a school and then allegedly punching the school resource officer in the face.
Man, some vicious women.
There was another woman just east of us who disguised herself as a student, according to police, to sneak into the building, got in, then when she was in there, physically attacked a teacher inside their classroom. And while we had these discussions...
Yeah, what are they putting in wine these days?
Last week, as we were talking about the Penfield story, I suggested that we change policies at schools and now keep all adults that are not employees off school grounds. And I had argued that's the only way to ensure the safety of the people who are in these
buildings. But it's kind of hard to do it with all the functions.
Week later, here we are again.
Right.
And it's going to keep happening. But look, this story is not about me saying, I told you so.
Oh, what is it?
It's more about this woman. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. What this woman is accused of may be one of the few things that isn't murder where your reputation is never coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like, if that would be a deal breaker if you met a chick and she told you, one time I got a little out of control and I bit a cop.
Or bit anybody, really, right?
Yeah, but like
if you resort to biting in any type of physical altercation. Yeah, I think what makes it a little bit more psychotic is just because it's gross for both parties.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's also gross for you biting somebody and digging into somebody's skin.
Agreed. You don't know where that cop's arm's been. Mm-hmm. All right. But going further, everything you guys said is true. Yeah. If the details in this story are correct, she made a conscious decision.
Yes, she did.
To open her mouth, insert a body part inside of someone else, and clamp down.
And chomp.
Because we can all agree that causing a ruckus at a school is insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there are people who, after that was over, would hear why someone did it and maybe give them a break. Then there are the people who have done this that maybe in a moment of clarity afterwards go, oh my God, I can't believe I did that, beg for forgiveness. And maybe, even though they were way out of line, you go, okay, I'll let that go. You cannot let go a biter.
No, because you're vicious.
Yes. There is no fixing your reputation.
It's as base as it gets, man.
It's over, man. Like, if you're an adult biter, that it's on you, man. Like, that is a scarlet letter you wear for the rest of your life. Because let's say the allegations are true here, and you are this woman, all right? After it's all said and done, because your name is in the paper, your mugshot is out there, right? How do you explain what you did after to someone who wasn't there?
To justify it.
Yes.
Well, I had to do it.
Yeah.
No, but you didn't.
No, my baby was in there.
Okay. But we don't know that was the case.
It would be like some sort of crazy self-defense or like, you know, you really, really were scared for your life or something.
But let's talk about that.
Okay.
So let's use Kimmy as an example, right? Let's say Kimmy walks out of here and gets attacked.
Yeah.
Right? Kimmy, you're losing the struggle.
Okay. It's my last resort.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Last chance to stay safe.
Yeah. You're biting because you're pissed.
Exactly. Yeah. What excuse could a person give you?
You're biting out of rage.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a rage bite.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. And like, as far as we know, too, according to the allegations, she wasn't under the influence of anything.
Oh, I didn't think about that, but you're right.
That's a sober bite.
Yeah. That's the scariest bite of
all. That is terrifying.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, if you're just joining us, a 45-year-old woman who was already banned from school buildings in the Lyons Central School District, according to police, was spotted, caught inside a Lyon Central School building she should not have been in. When she was arrested, she first resisted. Then, according to authorities, she bit a Wayne County Sheriff's deputy. She has been charged with criminal trespass, resisting arrest, and assault. She's got a court date coming up. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Hello, Caleb.
Hello, Duffy. So, firstly, I know I already messaged you about it on Instagram, but I'm Team Kimmy all the way from earlier.
Caleb's team, Kimmy over here. Great.
She was 100%.
I'm Caleb. Check me out.
So I was actually driving through Lyons the other day and saw the last half of this as it went down. As I was driving through, there were two more cop cars with their lights and sirens on that blew past me to get to the school. And school was also getting out at the same time, so traffic was pretty much at a halt because of that and the cars. So when they were escorting her out, they literally had like three officers holding on to her, handcuffed. And I was like, ooh, wonder what she did. And then it looked like, from what I could tell, she was also putting up a fight getting into the back of the car.
I mean, you already, I think if it's the same woman, if the allegations are true, you already got a bite on your belt.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, Caleb, great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for the call. Anything else you want to talk about?
That you saw?
Oh no. Oh, Kimmy's so great. Let's talk about Kimmy. I love you, Kimmy. I love you.
Kimmy is great. She's cool. I like her. She's fun.
I'm just one of those, Caleb. I'm just one of those chill guys in the back. You know, if you want to talk to me, I'll be over here. It's fine.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, of all the women that have assaulted me that I've ended up sleeping with, the bite would be the game changer.
That's never happened to you?
You've never bit somebody else, you're saying. Like, if she told you she bit somebody else.
I've been slapped. I've been almost run over by a car. I've had things thrown at me.
Yeah.
But if some woman bit me, I'm out the door fast.
But I don't think that would ever happen, though.
Why is that?
Well, because that woman would have to put her mouth on you in some way.
I have nice skin.
Yeah, do you?
I do. I think I probably taste delicious. I do, man.
Yeah.
What?
Going back to the story.
Very supple.
I want you to think about this, man. What? It may also take the person who was bitten a second to realize what is happening.
It's got to be so shocking and the pain.
No, but I'm saying, like, even as it's happening, you would never expect a 45-year-old woman to bite you. In fact, that's the last thing you would expect. Like, if you said, give me a profile of the person least likely to bite you.
Yeah.
I would say a 45-year-old woman.
Yeah.
I would think woman, though, before guy in terms of biting.
Okay, that's fair. All right, 45-year-old man followed by 45-year-old woman. Yeah.
But you wouldn't see it coming.
Is a bite, is a guy bite crazier than a female bite?
You tell me.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, we don't really hear about guys biting.
That's why I think it's crazier.
Okay. So guy biting is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I think a guy bite would hurt more.
Well, it would.
Do women have sharper teeth than men?
But no, but we have bigger mouths and we have bigger jaws.
Okay.
So we're like, you know, the pressure of a male jaw on your arm would probably hurt more.
Yeah, but counterpoint, smaller surface area with more pressure on the smaller female mouth.
Yeah, it'd be like hitting, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like one of those, what do you call those drill, those like pressure things that they come down really hard in one specific
drill
area?
Drill press?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a man. I don't know what these things are called.
I don't do no drilling.
All right, let me ask you a question.
What?
Because Tommy, as we have discovered, Kimmy, super anti-bite.
Yeah.
Bothers the hell out of him. All right. A 45-year-old woman is coming at you.
Yeah.
She is furious, and she's about to do something to you. One of these is going to land. You get the choice.
Okay.
She will kick you in the balls.
Ooh. God damn. Ooh.
Or she will bite your forearm.
Oh.
What are you choosing?
I guess I got to take the balls.
You're going to take the balls?
Well, the bite's going to leave a scar.
No, I'm going to have to go to the hospital and get it all cleaned up.
You may have to go to the hospital after a ball shot.
So if I get hit in the balls, there's a possibility I don't have to. I mean, I just got to ride it out.
Yeah.
But a bite, there ain't no coming back. I got to go to the doctor.
Yeah, you got to go to
It's got to get cleaned out, disinfected.
Right.
I'm going to say the aftermath is going to be way worse on that bite. Me just lying on the ground crying like a little bitch for Oh, God, I just...
That's how bite passionate he is, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I'll take rolling around on the ground gripping my nutsack.
That's insane. I will take 10 bites over one ball shot.
Bro. Seriously?
Have you ever been bit by a dog?
Yeah, I've been bit by a dog.
It hurts, man. It throbs.
You could live
with a woman's scar on your arm for the rest of your life.
Okay, look.
Instead of just suffering for like 10, 20 minutes.
I don't think you understand the pain.
Oh, it's excruciating.
I would just think based on time spent in pain, the balls is shorter.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Gentlemen, bite to the forearm, kick to the balls. Which one would you rather take?
But my balls aren't ruptured. They're just.
No, we don't know what happens. Whatever she is able to do happens. We do not know the ending. She just kicks you in the balls.
Okay. Same size woman in both scenarios.
Yeah.
No long legged woman.
Well, no. I mean,
either way, it's gonna hurt.
Okay, bro.
No, long legged are worse.
I think
because it's a follow through. It's like a golf swing.
I got a little more oomph on it.
Yeah.
You chose bite because when is the last time you got hit in the balls? Like really hit in the balls.
God, I was a kid, probably.
Okay, you haven't felt that pain in 40, 50 years.
No, but I've also been kicked by women.
Okay, yes, bro. Any man that has kids is choosing bite.
All right.
Because you have been hitting the balls multiple times.
With the kid,
by accident with the kid, whatever, playing sports. They're kicking their leg around. They're just loving on you. My kids have dropped me on three separate occasions. Like Foreman down, Rumble in the Jungle. I am out for it. I'll take the bite every time.
Because there's also blood involved with a bite.
Maybe. We don't know.
No, but I mean, they draw blood.
What if they draw blood out of your balls?
Well, that would be bad. I mean, a traumatic ball kicking, like a rupture or something where I got to go to the doctor, maybe it would be a push towards the ball.
Okay.
Towards the bite.
All right. So you're still going balls. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve. What's going on, buddy?
I happen to be in the medical profession, and you're wrong on this one, Duffy.
Okay,
human bites can be really bad. There are all kinds of bacteria, anaerobic bacteria, that are difficult to treat. So you definitely do not want to bite.
So you're a doctor that's seen many bite victims?
He never said doctor.
Yeah, he said he's in a medical field.
Well, yes, that is correct.
You are a doctor, or you're not a doctor?
I am, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said medical field. Normally, that is code for I do stuff other than doctor. I apologize. All right. So
you see multiple bites on people?
I've taken care of different patients with human bites, and I've seen some really bad outcomes. Yeah.
Okay. Can you do – and I mean, I know we got like – was there one that you came in where you were, like, legitimately worried for that person's future?
Well, I've been worried about, like, digits needing amputation.
No! Oh!
Hey, I'll take digit over dong, bro. Is a dong a digit?
What's that?
Do they count?
Well, he's a doctor. Steve. Dr. Steve, is a dong a digit?
Yeah. It depends who's asking.
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right. The doctor says you want ball shot. I'm still going with bite. I'm sorry, Steve.
He's seen people with lose a finger. Like a bit of a goddamn finger off. That's not something a barracuda does to you when you're scuba diving.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow.
What?
I sit on hold. Lisa writes us on Instagram.
She bit somebody.
Again, we're talking about this 45-year-old woman out in Lyons accused of trespassing on the Lyons Central School District building, in a building where she was already banned from when she was being arrested. According to police, she resisted and then bit Wayne County Sheriff's Officer. Lisa says, you have to get a shot from a human bite. I bit someone in my 20s, and the guy had to get a shot also.
Yeah, I think you always have to get the shot.
Yeah, you got to get, bacteria and stuff, like antibiotics and stuff.
I think with Lisa on Instagram, I need more details, because like we said, there are justifiable bites for women.
So I just remember we had a kid on the old show, I'm going way back,
okay,
that had his nipple basically bitten off by a chick during sex.
Oh, like it was a pleasure
thing. It was like rough sex. And she mangled his nip that he had to, and when he showed it to us, it was like his nipple looked like it was put in the wrong place.
Mangled Nips is one of my favorite dad cover bands. We're Mangled Nips, thank you! Let's take one more call, 252-WCMF. All right, so Dr. Steve said you want the bite, or you want the ball kick over the bite. You don't want the bite, you want the ball kick. Okay.
Because he sees a horrific thing.
Is horror.
Maybe it was your bro?
That was 30 minutes ago. It was 30 minutes ago.
Is your bro? Yeah, because all my stuff is very short-lived.
Got that?
Shut up.
Paul's on CMF. Hey, Paul. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
So I know a guy that got involved in a bar fight, and he ended up getting bit on his forearm, and it got infected and everything else, ended up losing most of his right hand.
Oh my God.
A pinky crap. Finger and most of his ring finger.
Well, you know why?
Why is that?
He got Natty Ice in it.
Well, I thought it was he was with Tommy's mom, but you know.
How did I do?
That was way better. Paul, why didn't you say you had a better joke than mine before the call started?
Well, you know, that's pretty easy to do.
Oh, he's taking on all covers. Now I don't like you, Paul.
Team Kimmy all the way, guys.
Oh my God, look at these creeps.
That's three votes for me.
Thanks, Paul. Okay, so cool. All right. Oh, look, Charlie's back. We got more Instagram messages coming in. Tom writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I used to work at Hillside, got bit by a kid, needed an STD test, tetanus shot, and 5 stitches.
Yeah, now that he says that, I STD. Do know multiple people that work with kids that have been bit at some point, whether it was on accident or purposeful. Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough,
yeah.
STD test, tetanus shot, and 5 stitches, also what you need when you're done with Tommy's mom. That's how you do it, Paul. That's how you do it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You heard the expression, cost an arm and a leg?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, what if I told you there were parts of your body here in the great state of New York that you are legally allowed to sell?
Okay.
And, like, while you're alive. Some folks are doing all they can to make ends meet.
Yeah.
So if you could bear to part.
Unload some of your stuff?
With a part. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. In front of me, I have 11 parts of your body you can sell to make money legally in New York.
Unload right now and I'll still be alive.
Yes. Now, right off the bat, we'll start with the stuff you cannot sell.
Mm-hmm.
Federal and state law prevents you from selling your kidneys, liver, lungs, heart, or pancreas.
Okay.
Well, your heart.
Yeah, half of those you can't live without.
How would that work? Yeah.
Can I live without a pancreas?
I thought the pancreas doesn't do.
No, you think of the appendix.
Yeah.
What does a pancreas do?
You may be.
Where's Dr. Steve? Okay.
Did you someone do sugar or something?
Does it regulate your blood sugar?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
Oh.
But it requires like lifelong management and adjustments to your diet.
So I can't live without a pancreas. Kimmy, can you also Google what does a pancreas do? Three adult people need to Google what does a pancreas do?
It has two main roles, digestive and hormonal. It produces enzymes that break down food.
Okay.
All right.
So certain types of carbohydrates.
So it does stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's in your body. Everything
helps
in your body
helps neutralize stomach acid.
You got a brain. Don't do goddamn thing.
Got that?
Yeah, I said
go to Brady. Got a lot of brains over there. What is that?
Helps regulate blood sugar levels. A lot of stuff.
Brain factor.
So what am I selling?
Okay. So it is legal to sell your hair.
Oh. Yep, it wasn't before? Oh.
Well, no. I mean,
I
it's always
thought you just always donated it.
No.
You know?
So there are certain types of hair, Kimmy, that are so in demand, people
really?
Will buy them from you. As they call it, virgin hair.
Mm.
So your mom couldn't sell it.
Sorry. That just sounds creepy.
So it's a term for hair that's never been dyed or chemically treated. That is the most valuable. Mm. So you're out, Tommy. You can't. Have you dyed your hair, Kimmy?
Yes.
So you're out.
Yeah.
Also a fun fact, redheads Their hair is even more rare and valuable. So red, if you are a redhead and you want to make some money, you can
get
sell your hair. Yes.
Yeah, but you said it's stinky.
What? No,
you
what?
Said redhead. You said redheaded hair is stinky.
I did not say that.
I don't think he ever said
did
that.
Did not say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You said it's stinky.
Did not say that. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If you found out a buddy of yours was selling his hair,
yeah,
would that make you change your opinion of him?
It'd be kind of weird, man. That you're selling your hair.
It's free money.
Yeah, but how busted are you?
Well, aren't you kind of stupid not to say? If you're cutting it and you don't need it.
How much
you getting? There's money growing on your head.
Kimmy, can you Google what a redhead could get for selling their hair? Because let's say you could make, you grow your hair out for 6 months, you can make $100.
I think you'd have to grow it out long. The thing is, it would take you a long time.
My hair.
Because I think they need at least like 6 inches or something like that.
I can get 6 inches in 6 months. My hair grows really fast. I swear to God.
Okay.
All right.
But it would be weird. It's an odd thing to sell.
Okay. So you would not sell your hair?
No.
Okay. What? You need all five strands?
I wouldn't be talking too fast there, buddy.
What?
You going fast.
Well, I got Friar Tuck, but it's still there.
Yeah, but you're 30s.
So we do know, as Kimmy looks up what you can get for selling your hair, you can make $100 to $150 selling your sperm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sperm sales are legal, although in New York State they are tightly regulated, and there are a bunch of stipulations.
Pat, think all that money you let slip through your fingers.
White gold, baby. So it is possible, if you pass health screenings and are the right age, to donate frequently.
Batch up, buddy.
Enough to make up to $1,000 a month.
Wait, how much do I have to give, though, man? Am I getting a milking machine?
Oh.
I got to fill a bucket? You can make $1,000 a month on just what?
That's what this article said last night. So if you're making $100 a shot, so that's 10 times a month.
Bro, you'd be faint.
So I thought, though, they did put a limit on this because they don't want, like, so many kids being made from the same sperm. It creates a lot of issues.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called the state of Alabama.
I don't know what the rules
I think
they
caught a kid in, like, Sweden or somewhere in, like, Europe doing this.
But he was doing it privately, and these other women didn't
know
about each
other? No, he was doing it both.
Oh, you're right.
He was doing it at sperm donation centers, and, like, he was also hooking up, again, with those same people to give them more children.
Now, so one of the catches to selling your sperm, because that sounds like a dream job,
yeah,
you're, like, not allowed to have sex. Like, they have to test your sperm to make sure your guys are in there.
Right.
And by having sex, you lower your count.
Okay.
So, like, you would have to live...
Hold back.
Yeah, celibate, with the exception of cranking one out to make your money.
You also have to, like, live a certain lifestyle, too. I don't know what other factors there are in creating healthier sperm. I think you also have to have a healthy family history, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you are right about that as well.
You may be limited.
And there's an age window. So if you're too old or too young, they don't want you.
Okay.
Kimmy, what am I getting for selling my hair?
Okay, so you asked specifically redheads.
Yeah.
Okay, so it depends on the texture and thickness. That'll influence the price. But it says, in general, red hair gets better returns, possibly fetching $30 to $80 an inch.
What if there's sperm in the hair? Do I get more money?
$30 to $80 an inch.
That's what it says. Okay. I don't know.
If you got 10 inches of hair... That's $800.
Okay. But again, it seems like certain textures.
But you
got to
grow it out like you're Johnny Winter.
Kimmy, who's Johnny Winter?
Oh, my God.
Why would she know?
WCMF?
How often do we play Johnny Winter?
Not enough, guys.
252 WCMF.
And Edgar, too.
A news story from yesterday. The parts of your body you are legally allowed to sell. Sperm is legal. Hair is legal. The rest of this stuff. Oh, by the way, you can also sell your dumps.
No.
Yes.
For what purpose?
So in certain research settings, you can legally sell your poo. It's known as brown gold.
So this is just for, like, scientific research?
I hope so.
Well, I was thinking more like, do they use it for, like, fertilizer or something? I don't know.
So some of it is for scientific research. Other parts of your stool are used for treatment purposes. Everything I'm about to say is true.
Okay.
It is scientifically backed up.
They treat people with poo?
There are treatments where they will take other people's healthy poo and insert that poo inside their body.
How?
Oh, no.
How do you get it back in there?
Rectally.
How?
Why?
I
do you have, like, a poo gun?
I know.
Can't be.
Like a caulking gun? You're up in there? Then why, wait a minute. What's, if they put it back up your track,
just come out again?
Why?
I believe it has something to do with, like, gut bacteria. I want to say Crohn's, but I could be wrong. Kimmy, if you want to Google it, I know there are people listening.
Okay, that have had been re-pooed.
Yes, that have had to have this treatment done.
I don't even know how to Google this.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I am positive there are legitimate diseases that have scientific medical treatments of inserting someone else's poo back inside.
Okay. But just in the butt area.
Yeah, how else would you do
I don't want to
I
know.
Think, you know what? I take that
Open
back.
Open up and say,
I'll be fair. I don't know.
You have gut bacteria.
Okay, all right. You are not wrong.
Thank what?
You. Fecal transplants.
Fecal transplant.
Yeah, that's what
A fecal transplant is a procedure to collect feces, also called stool or poop, from a healthy donor and introduce them into a patient's...
How do you know you have a healthy dump?
I'm trying to read this in a thing way that I can say it.
I mean, it's scientific.
Oh, you said that box you got to mail in that you see on TV that talks to you?
It can help control some infection called something I can't pronounce.
Okay.
Clostridium? Clostridium?
Sure.
Something
what?
Like that.
If I kill me. If I gotta have
shut up, if kill I got, you.
I, I've it adds gotta, healthy bacteria be, into the recipient's intestines.
Bro, if I gotta go to the doctor,
yeah,
get up on the stirrups and have him stick a cocking gun full of some other guy's dump in my butt, I want to die.
I don't know how they do it. No, this ain't you don't. Leaving. You don't want to die. It's not like he's doing it every 15 minutes.
I don't know what the procedure is.
Okay, 252 WCMF.
Is it like rabies? I got to come in for 4 shots?
Yeah, and there's a raccoon watching the whole time. Okay, so when it comes to the stuff you are not legally allowed to sell.
Okay.
You know, because we had brought up before, in the state of New York, federal laws and state laws prevent you from selling your kidneys, liver, lungs, heart, or pancreas.
Yeah.
Let's take the heart and the pancreas out of the equation because that would either kill you
yeah,
or
you
like
can't
really
go.
Okay, yeah, you right. got it. Out of the lungs, liver, or kidney, if you found someone who was willing to pay and could ensure a safe surgery where you would not get in trouble, lungs, liver, kidney, which one are you willing to sell?
I don't know, man, because like you need your lungs like constantly.
So I believe you can live with one lung.
Yeah, there have been guys that, yeah.
Johnny One Lung.
Yeah.
Johnny Winter's cousin.
So John Wayne only had one lung. He's lost it to cancer.
Okay.
Don't forget, he smoked a million cigarettes.
Yeah, no, my grandpa, they took one of his lungs out.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, so
but that was just for fun.
So I guess the lung.
Okay, wait. Kidney?
I need all my liver.
Kidney, liver? No, because the liver regenerates.
Yeah, not the way I've been doing My liver literally has a white flag in its hand.
You would go with lung over kidney or liver?
Yeah.
Right out of the gate?
Well, I drank.
Okay. You smoke cigars.
What about kidney?
What does a kidney do?
I know that
it's like the cleaning system, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was your liver filters everything.
No, liver filters like stuff out of it. The kidney, like I don't know.
Does food go through kidneys?
How are we
think,
so dumb?
That's the intestine. The intestines and the kidneys are two different things.
The arm bone's connected to the shoulder bone. The kidney bone's connected to that caulking gun where the poo's coming in. Actually, I don't even know if that's true.
I don't know what this.
Wait, is. I just I am.
Yeah, they filter blood, removing waste and excess fluid to produce urine.
Okay.
I guess you're going to need that one, too.
But you have two kidneys. Yeah. I mean, people can donate a live kidney to family members.
And you can donate part of your liver, too.
Yeah. Like, no, I've never heard of a live lung transplant. How do you go lung right away? What an idiot.
No, because I know guys that can live with one lung.
Okay.
Yeah, but which one do you think would affect you more?
Lung?
Yeah.
Lung?
See, I use both of my lungs to say it like that. Lung?
So what are you giving up?
Kidney? Yeah, I think kidney's the first one to go.
All right. Because you got two, you said?
Well, no, I mean, liver regenerates. Maybe I'll give up the liver.
No, it doesn't regenerate the whole thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they can take part of it.
No,
you can't rip up the whole liver and you get a new one.
I got it, idiot, but the person gets part of my liver.
Yes, the liver can
grow
regenerate.
So there, meaning
it can grow back after any damage or removal of a portion of it.
All right, so the smart play is liver.
Yeah, but most guys my age, your liver's probably toast.
Yeah, but a lot of people want you to die.
Yeah, you'd have to have a healthy liver to do this. So.
All right, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Kidney?
I think going liver now that I know this.
You're going liver?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me ask you a question, Kimmy, because you already picked lung like an idiot. Lung would be the one you would want to lose the least, I assume.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the
you know why.
Well, I like to breathe.
Yeah, you do.
All right, Kimmy?
Yeah, I do.
Big breather.
Someone comes to you.
Yeah.
Offers you $1 million for one lung.
Ooh, a mil.
Are you taking it?
I don't know. Like, I'd like to know how my quality of life is going to be affected from that point on.
All right, let's say you can't
do
anything.
Because
$1 million may not solve all your problems that you could have as a result of this.
Let's say they can guarantee your health. It's going to take 5 years off the end of your life.
No,
$1 million.
No,
$1 million!
Yeah, but it's a crappy end of your life.
Yeah, no.
No?
No. I'm keeping my lung.
So $10,000 for a liver, $1 million for a lung, you would still sell the liver?
Yeah, I think so.
Should folks legally be allowed to sell kidneys and livers if they choose to?
Yeah. It's your stuff. I don't get why you can't.
Well, I think the kidney thing, it goes based on like priority of people that need it, right?
Well, you can donate. You can donate, but you can't sell. Yeah. I can't exchange money for my body parts, but I can be a living
donor.
Think
of the people that are going bed at, you know.
But wouldn't that
need
put,
the money?
But that would also give people that can like afford to pay for that more of a
advantage. Yeah, you'd be taking people off the donor list.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you do run the risk, to Kimmy's point, of mega wealthy folks using people in bad economical situations as like organ farms.
Isn't that? I always said that was kind of going on anyway somewhere.
I mean, yeah, not in this country, at least as far as we know.
But some places.
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, that's a pretty big ethical
human
dilemma.
Farming.
All right, so go sell your hair. Yeah. Don't sell your lung and the pancreas. I forget what
the liver.
And you are, if you got red hair, you're rich.
Yeah.
You're a redheaded rich bitch.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All you have to do is say you were wrong.
Okay.
And look, it's understandable because these weren't things we had to deal with.
Let me hear.
But like then we see them over and over and over again every summer.
Yeah.
And you still just keep making a voice. I'm talking about being right. You hanging out in the break room. Brought to just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So we had that big ass storm earlier this week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now we got hammered with rain.
The floods.
Yeah, but some folks got hammered with more than that.
What's that?
The National Weather Service has confirmed that a tornado touched down Monday afternoon just south of Buffalo.
Wow.
The twister
reached
a wind speed of 110 miles an hour.
God.
It was 600 yards wide at one point. Footage shows heavily damaged houses. There were trees snapped in the middle. It ripped roofs off. Campers were flipped over. And debris. I'm looking at pictures of it now. It looks pretty. Yeah, but you saw the pictures of the...
Yeah, I know. It took down like a string of poles, you said?
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. So?
Power lines?
All you have to do
yeah.
is say, I was wrong. We now get tornadoes, and we can just yeah. move on from this.
But they're very weak.
Yeah, but this one lasted quite some time.
Yeah.
What's quite some time?
I think like a half hour. Did I
see? They didn't go no half hour, man. It'd be all the way through Batavia.
That'd be all the way through Batavia. Yeah, have you seen Batavia lately?
Like, I don't know if it went all the way through a half hour, but on and off for a half hour?
I don't know. I think it said 6 minutes. But that's beside the point.
Then I read a different story.
Maybe you find me that story. Show me the half an hour tornado.
So Kimmy doesn't know country music and she doesn't know tornadoes.
Hold on.
Or
it'd go a half hour. It'd be the longest tornado
no, like
in the history
the
of tornadoes.
Damage went on for, like, it's still windy.
But that's a tornado.
That sounds like a tornado's got in your mouth. All you have to do is say, I was wrong. Things have changed.
Can I say they're rare?
Well, no, because
I know that would be the last thing you should say.
Yeah, because we have literally had 15 of these stories in the last 3 years.
So we're in Tornado Alley.
No, I mean, look, you're making
we're Kansas.
You're making a joke. There is belief, at least from some scientists, that Tornado Alley has shifted more towards our region, and that this is just the beginning of something more that's happening. You're rolling your eyes.
So wait, it's we're going to get worse tornadoes.
This is what the theory is. Yes.
So I don't know what this means. But they said the event happened between 5:30 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Well, that means conditions were building up, which led to.
Shut.
I mean, there it was, doesn't there say was, that.
There was a rotation in the upper atmosphere.
Asthma fossils.
That caused.
Rotation of asthma fossils. Yeah. Truffles. Kimmy, can you Google the Tornado Alley story upstate New York?
That it shifted?
Yes. That, there is
that'd be a hell of a shift to go from Kansas to New York State.
Well, no, because Ohio and Indiana were in that path, too.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, so, but you don't really think of them as the... I mean, the alley is that ooh, Kansas Strip.
You're just making stuff up.
Bro, we drove through it.
Yes, I did. And I know what a tornado looks like because I've seen them. Yeah. And that's a tornado, son. I'm all looking right at tornado damage.
Yes, there is evidence that Tornado Alley, the region historically known for high tornado frequency, is shifting eastward into areas of upstate New York.
Ah! How you like me now?
It says there's been an eastern shift.
There you go.
Right. Not good, I guess.
No, it's definitely not good, but it proves the point that Kimmy and I have been trying to yell at you for years and years
Yeah,
now.
I wouldn't call them rare anymore. Yes. Whether okay or not you think they're powerful is one thing, but they are happening.
You going to get a shelter?
I mean, I have my basement.
It's not a shelter.
Well, you're supposed to go in the basement.
It's you have a walkout basement. It's not a shelter.
Well, it's basement enough.
not for a tornado that's 4 miles wide and lasts half an hour.
Well, isn't that why, like, it's more dangerous for some of those places in the South that don't have basements? Like, they don't really have anywhere to go?
Yeah, because nobody knows how to dig. It's really hard. No, I mean, there was a tornado that touched down in Scottsville, just a little way away from my house.
I mean, they say it may not recover for years.
Okay. Like, what's so funny about this
is,
like, you're talking all this crap. Again, there was another confirmed tornado touchdown in our area just south of Buffalo on Monday
night. And it's early.
110-mile-an-hour winds with 600 yards, according to the National Weather Service. Snapped trees in half, ripped some out of the ground. There were roofs that were taken.
How about that trailer?
Trailers that were flipped. Trailers. Multiple trailers.
Multiple trailers.
Like, you sit here in your leather chair, right, that has...
He would be crapping himself.
Oh, my God.
He's sitting in his car on the road watching this go down.
I'm sorry.
I'm from the South, man. I know weather.
You don't know nothing about nothing. You don't know nothing about nothing. And I know for a fact that you're a tornado bitch just like I am. Like, you try and play tough. You saw that tornado, you'd be donating your poo to science in your pants. Like, in a serious question, though, you brought up something, you know, should you go build a shelter?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not suggesting anyone go build a
shelter.
Well,
it sounds like we're in trouble, bro.
Well, at least know where to go.
At what point does that happen, though? Like, at what point do people start deciding to invest in things like that?
Yeah.
For like multiple reasons at this point.
Well, we've talked about the bomb shelters.
No, but have supplies and everything else.
Multi-use shelter.
Well, how many do you need supplies for a tornado shelter?
Well, if the Red Cross can't get in, if your neighborhood, like some of those places in the Midwest get devastated, there's nothing.
No, but I thought the tornado shelter was just to go down while the tornado happens, and then I come back up.
Right, but you need like the aftermath.
Do you? Are you supposed
to? So Joplin, Missouri got like, remember that? It got like almost wiped off the map not that long ago.
Yeah, I remember.
And they didn't get help for a long time. I mean, it took a long time for them to like get food and water.
No, I understand. But I thought that the food and water was for the bomb shelter because you were going to be living in the bomb shelter if the nuke went off. Whereas if it's a tornado, worst case scenario, I can find a way to get out of town and go somewhere else.
Okay.
Like, right?
I said, maybe you don't need supplies.
Yeah, I don't. Why would I live in a tornado shelter unless it's a 3 week tornado, you idiot?
Kimmy says they're getting longer, more vicious, and wider.
All I'm asking, because when you live in these states, Kansas, Indiana, Ohio, right? Kids are taught from an early age what they're supposed to do in case of a tornado.
Yeah.
And we never got that.
No. You didn't have, though, and I guess I don't really know. It was like a high wind drill or severe weather drill where, like, they take into, like, the cafeteria or something and you were supposed to, like, duck and cover.
No, I
remember this because I remember kids crying thinking it was a real thing.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Is that something that happened after I
remember the cafeteria, like, this was elementary school and the cafeteria is the only place that didn't have windows. So that's why they take you in there in case of high winds.
Okay. No, I never did this one time.
I've never been through
any of this. I think it was like a severe weather drill or something they called it.
Oh, you never
did. I lived in Florida that had hurricanes and tornadoes, and they never taught us nothing.
It's weird how you never went through this because I just heard you know weather.
We were tough back then.
Were you tough?
Yeah.
Tracksuit tells me
that. And I don't think my parents were worried about losing a kid.
Well, not. But there's one kid I know they weren't worried about losing.
My sister?
How dare you? How dare you?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.